What is going on, y'all? My name is Coco Hankerson. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. We're on episode 5, moving right along. Today, I'm going to be giving you 3 ways that you can get inventory for free for your reselling business. Now, the first way is going to be the great way for anyone that's just now getting into reselling. You're considering it. You know, you've never done it. And that's going to be getting things that you already own in your home. Maybe you have a storage unit. Maybe you have a closet full of things, clothes, shoes, it can be electronics, whatever. If you have stuff that has value and you aren't using it, you should consider reselling it. And that's a great way to start the reselling industry without having a lot of money, risk, and investments. That way, if you end up getting into it and you don't like it, you can be like, well, it's just my stuff anyway. I ain't lose out. Versus going out, buying pallets, buying all this stuff, not even knowing if it's something you really want to do. So whenever you're trying something new, be careful when you're investing, because if it doesn't work, you can end up with a lot of product that you can't sell, or you end up having to get rid of stuff for free or at a very low cost, which costs you money. So the next thing that I love is there's an app called Nextdoor, which allows you to connect with your neighbors and neighboring neighborhoods. And it's sort of like a Facebook without all that social extra stuff. People can come on there and say, hey, is this your lost dog? Did you guys hear that shooting at 4 a.m.? Do you know what it was? Why are the cops here? Hey, someone stole my package. Look out for this. You know, those are just examples. But they also have a for sale section. And in that for sale section, they have free section. And I've gotten quite a bunch of items from there. AV equipment, music production equipment, media, you name it. You just never know what's going to be posted on the free section. So if you're checking that consistently, you might be able to get things that you actually want to sell. You have 2 types of resellers. You have resellers who specialize in niche, and then you have resellers that just sell whatever is worth something. So whichever one you are, you'll look for stuff in the free section that fits what you do. And the beautiful thing about it is a lot of times you can just go to these people's house and get it right off the porch. So you don't have to worry about waiting on them. It's like, hey, I want this. They say, okay, here's my address. I'll leave it on the porch. Come get it when you can. So it allows you to have that convenience of going when it's convenient for you. So definitely check out Nextdoor. I know that you can do certain things like that on Facebook. I don't use Facebook like that, so I can't give you too much insight. But when I did use it, I remember being a part of groups where people would be giving away stuff for free or selling stuff at a very low cost to where you could make deals and still come out on top. So definitely check that out. And the third thing is putting out wanted ads. I put a lot of wanted ads out on social media, but more so on Nextdoor, because I'm trying to connect with people in the neighborhoods. I let them know exactly what I do and what I'm looking for. And 9 out of 10 times, they'll go to my website and book an appointment. Now, I run a recycling business. So I've been doing this for 3 years. So I'm already, you know, accustomed to this. I know how to run it. And a recycling business is not for everyone. So when you do put out that wanted ad, make sure you're specific in what you want. That way the people that have exactly what you want hit you up, and you just don't get a whole bunch of random people trying to get rid of stuff and saying, hey, I got this, I got this. So those are 3 ways right there that you can get free inventory to either already add to your reselling business or to go ahead and start your reselling business, you know. So if you enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and give it a heart, thumbs up, subscribe, follow, depending on what platform you're on, because our podcast is on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and YouTube. And you can always go to the website at cocothegeek.com/podcast, click the play button, and enjoy the show. I appreciate you guys. That's my time. Until next time, peace.